Welcome to the 360 podcast. I'm Jake Tapper, in for Anderson. The UK raises its terror threat level in response to ISIS attacks in Iraq and Syria. Will the United States do the same? Let's get started. More signs tonight that the Western world is sounding the alarm about the specter of Islamic terrorism, particularly as it is embodied by ISIS. The British government is sounding the alarm today, raising its terror threat level almost to the top. We'll have more on that in a moment. As of now, the U.S. Department of Homeland Security says it is not aware of any specific credible threat to the United States. But officials at all levels of government have been saying for weeks now that ISIS is not to be taken lightly. CNN Pentagon correspondent Barbara Starr joins me now. Barbara, the U.S. has chosen not to raise its terror threat level, even though the U.K. raised theirs today. Does this mean that there's a difference between the kind of threat the UK faces versus the kind of threat the US does?
Well, you know, Jake, it appears that it does right now. The British government sees a very direct threat to the safety of the British people. They say 500 or so Britons have traveled to this conflict zone, may have come back. Britain sees it as much more direct. Europe, much closer. Transportation in and out of Europe, much closer. People with jihadist intent can move around very easily. There are some restrictions in place, of course, but the worry is it's not enough. So they're taking these steps. The U.S., officials will tell you they do not see a direct threat to the homeland at this point. They don't think that's what ISIS has on its mind. But they do have concerns that there is the lone wolf scenario out there. There are about 100 Americans that have traveled to Syria and Iraq to fight there with militant groups, maybe about a dozen or so that have joined up with ISIS. They are being tracked very closely by U.S. law enforcement. A lot of concern they could return home, that they could conduct lone wolf attacks here. But right now, no specific information, we're told.
That's right. And ISIS is an organization, but Islamic extremism is an ideology. It doesn't necessarily have to come from a different country. We are going into a huge travel weekend, of course, with the Labor Day weekend. Does that mean that officials have even more heightened concerns than they normally would?
Well, it's interesting. Labor Day weekend, and of course, then very rapidly, this country comes up on the 9/11 anniversary. And this is a time of year when law enforcement and counterterrorism officials will tell you there's always a heightened state of concern and alert because of these two events. So many Americans on the move, traveling by air, by road, across the country, visiting family, visiting friends, going on that last summer vacation. So there's a lot of awareness. But as we stand here tonight, officials say, again, they have no specific information about any plot for a homeland attack, Jake.
All right, Barbara Starr, have a great weekend. Thank you so much.
Sure.
CNN international correspondent Carl Penhall joins me now live from London with more on the ramped up threat level there in the UK. Carl, good to see you. The UK threat level, as you know, has been raised to severe, which is defined as, quote, an attack is highly likely. Is there intelligence that there's a specific threat against the UK?
Well, Jake, this is the highest threat level that there's been in Britain for more than 3 years now. And when we were talking to Prime Minister David Cameron today, we asked him precisely that. But he said he had no specific intelligence to suggest any attack was imminent. He's basing raising the threat level along with his security agencies on the basis that more than 500 Britons may now be fighting with ISIS and other jihadi groups in Syria and Iraq, and that any of those could return to Britain at any time to create havoc. But that, of course, isn't a new threat. We've long known of Britons in Syria, in Iraq, and even before that, out in Afghanistan. And then when Mr. Cameron went on to describe how he was going to combat this, what he called poisonous ideology, he said it could be a generational battle, a battle that could take years or even decades, Jake.